What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 7 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, Christ, Our Passover Lamb. C.H. Spurgeon said, "One of the most interesting points of the Scriptures is their constant tendency to display Christ, and perhaps one of the most beautiful figures under which Jesus Christ is ever exhibited in sacred writings is the Passover Paschal Lamb." Our text today is 1 Corinthians 5:6b through 8. "Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Some thoughts on today's reading. Jonathan Edwards wrote, "Christ and His redemption are the subject of the whole Word of God. Since the entire Word of God points to His salvation paid for at Calvary, there are numerous scriptural signs that point us to Christ's sacrifice. One of the most prominent signs is the Passover lamb. The first Passover points us to the cross and to Christ. The Passover stems from that final plague that God sent to warn Pharaoh to let His people go. Exodus 11 records the 10th plague, the killing of all firstborn sons in Egypt. Every Hebrew family would be safe if they followed God's commands. God gave them detailed instructions on how to sacrifice the blood of a spotless lamb in Exodus 12:7. They are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. In Exodus 12:13, God declared, "The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt." If they handled the blood of the spotless lamb correctly, God would pass over them, and they would be saved. The name Passover resulted from this occasion. The lamb for Passover had to be spotless, and the reason was twofold. First and foremost, the Passover lamb was a picture and foreshadowing of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Scripture declares repeatedly that Jesus was the sinless Son of God. See 1 Peter 2:22, 2 Corinthians 5:21, Hebrews 4:15, and 1 John 3:5. Christ is the only one who ever lived a perfect life. He had to be sinless because only a perfect sacrifice would atone for the sins of the world. The shedding of blood from the spotless lamb, with blood untainted by the stain of sin, was indispensable for redemption that could satisfy the legal requirement in the court of heaven. Jesus was the righteous dying for the unrighteous, the innocent dying for the guilty, the sinless dying for the sinner. If His life had one blemish, He could not be the Savior of the world. The second reason the lamb was spotless is God's standards of holiness. God's superiority deserves the best offering. God wants the finest and our best. Why would you bring your worst lamb to sacrifice and worship to the Lord? Therefore, spotless lambs were slaughtered at Passover. Every Passover lamb sacrificed after the first Passover also pointed to Jesus. Experts estimate the time of the first Passover around 1513 BC. Most scholars estimate the year of Jesus' death to be around AD 33. For over 1,500 years then, an entire nation had celebrated Passover. Millions of people over those years remembered the Passover. Consider for a moment how many lambs were sacrificed during that time frame. Every single one of those lambs symbolized Jesus' once-for-all sacrifice. In addition, every one of those millions upon millions of celebrations and remembrances pointed to the cross of Christ and His redemption. Christ is the final sacrifice. He is the last lamb. All other lambs are signs pointing to Jesus. To ensure we don't miss the connection, the New Testament states that Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. See 1 Corinthians 5:7b. God made sure no one could miss the significance of the Passover as a symbol pointing to Jesus' sacrifice by perfectly timing Jesus' death on the cross. Scripture continually emphasizes this truth. John 13:1 reads, "It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father." John 18:28 emphasizes this truth when Jesus stood on trial before Pilate. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now, it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. The day Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem was the very day that the Passover lambs were driven into the city, and when Jesus celebrated the Last Supper with his disciples, he was celebrating the Passover. See Matthew 26:17. He said, "This is my body, this is my blood." See verses 26 through 28. His disciples didn't understand it at the time, but Jesus was really saying, "The Passover is all about me. I am the sacrificial lamb." Then Christ was crucified. It was late in the afternoon on the eve of Passover. At twilight, lambs would be sacrificed by every household according to the law of Moses. All over the city, fathers were getting ready to make the offering, gathering their families together and saying, "God has provided a lamb for us." Over at the temple, the high priest was also preparing a lamb to present as an atonement for Israel's sin. Then there was Jesus, hanging on the cross with the sacrificial blood flowing from his hands and side. He was the Lamb of God taking away the sins of the world. See John 1:29. Intriguingly, the title Lamb is the term most often used to describe Jesus in all of Scripture. In fact, Jesus is called the Lamb 104 times in God's Word. Over 25% of those occurrences are found in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Repeatedly in heaven, when people see Jesus on his throne, they say, "Worthy is the Lamb." Forever in heaven, our worship of Jesus will be connected to his sacrifice for our sins, where he took our place on the cross. Some questions to consider. Why would God go to such great lengths to foreshadow Jesus as our Passover lamb? How can your recognition of Jesus as the spotless Passover lamb strengthen your personal relationship with him? How does Jesus, as the slaughtered sacrificial Passover lamb, signify this season of victory? Thanks for joining us today.